Well, they don't call it the Sous-Vide for nothing. Welcome to the Fast Cars, Fast Girls podcast with Abby and Molly. We're finally back from vacation, back to the real world.
Yeah, we're back in Indiana, and we have a lot to talk about.
We do. Also, it's hot as hell here.
Like, it was hot in Hawaii, but I think the fact that there was water nearby makes it more tolerable.
It does, and we had a nice ocean breeze. Also, I really think it was hotter here most days than it was in Hawaii.
I would agree. I think so.
Yeah.
Guys, we are literally just sat down to record after we got back from the brickyard, so we're sore. So today we're going to be talking about NASCAR.
We are.
This is a first for both of us, I think. We're really just going to be talking about the Brickyard 400. We're also going to talk about the 400 Fest and kind of our thoughts on having concerts at the IMS.
Yep.
And then we're going to hit a little bit about Mid-Ohio. Not a lot, because we're going to be going there this upcoming weekend. So we'll be doing some live stuff from there. So we're excited about that.
We are excited about that.
It's going to be fun. I'm ready to go back to open wheel racing. I'm ready for IndyCar after today.
Agreed.
You don't know what you have until it's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel it today.
I mean, you want to talk about the concert first? You want to get straight into...
I don't know. I think we're going to go ranty for a bit.
Well, maybe let's hit the good points first.
Okay. So last night was the second night of the 400 Fest. This is something new. They started with the Brickyard this year. It was a two-evening-ish concert. Let's see. Friday night was like Major Lazer. Okay, that's the only one I know on Friday night.
I don't know.
They're kind of EDM, but a lot of their stuff's on the radio. And then last night was DNCE with a Jonas Brother.
Just one?
Just one of the Jonas Brothers. I think it's the non-diabetes one. Because we were like, maybe the diabetes one will show up. No.
Nope.
No diabetes. Pretty Lights, who is just a DJ.
Named Pretty Lights.
Pretty Lights.
Male DJ?
Yeah, it's a male DJ. Yeah, male DJ. And then, of course, one of my top five bands, the Chainsmokers.
Yeah.
Who played a few Coldplay songs, so I was in heaven.
Yeah.
As I put out Favorite Band... played by my top five band in my favorite place. Done.
Yeah.
Done. I went with our rookie of the year, who was a champ. So.
Yeah, she was.
It was good. You know, we went to the Stones 2 years ago now.
Yes.
That was a clutch concert.
It was. It was on the 4th of July, actually, and they did fireworks, which I think we discussed that we wish the Indy 500, well, we wish the IMS did fireworks at the finish of a race.
That would be so sweet.
Right? As the first car crosses the finish line, shoot off some fireworks from the pagoda. I mean, that would be awesome.
The pagoda is built to shoot fireworks off of.
It really is.
They can really do something spectacular.
Oh, absolutely.
And at this point, like, you're not going to be startling everybody because, well, it's loud enough at that race. Like,
what's one
more loud noise going to be?
I mean, yeah, those fireworks aren't going to startle anybody after that. No. But yeah, I mean, the Stones, it was a great show.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean, we were a little skeptical about the venue because we just weren't sure how it was going to work.
Yeah.
But it actually worked very well.
It did. You know, we've rolled out to Carb Day for a while. I mean, you've been going to Carb Day for quite some time.
Yeah.
You know, they can handle the Carb Day music very well. They handled the Stones extremely well for it being, you know, July 4th and a night concert. And last night, it was really done well. You know, they had the VIP area, and then they had the kind of the GA area. I know for, like, Carb Day, you have special porta-potties in the VIP area. They were not there this year.
They were not there for that concert.
No, you had to pee with the...
with the commoners.
The commoners, yes. You also had to get your drinks with the commoners. And by the way, tried the Spiked Lemonade there.
Delicious.
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
it's my new favorite track drink, I think.
Strong words.
I know. I do like the Bloody, but the Bloody Mary is a...
it's a morning drink.
It's a morning drink, and it's like the traditional drink for us. When you first get in there, we get the Bloodies. But that lemonade with the vodka... I'm sorry, with the Fuzzies vodka.
With the Fuzzies vodka. I mean, you know I'm a vodka girl, so.
I know you are, and I haven't been, but I was digging it.
Good.
Digging it. Anyway.
We digress.
But I think they should host more concerts at the IMS.
I completely agree. I think they've got the space. Mm-hmm. I think that they have got crowd management down to an art.
I mean, if they can handle the 500, they can handle
absolutely.
Any crowd.
If you can handle 500,000 people coming in once a year, then you can handle anything.
Yeah.
So I 100% agree. I wish they would have more concerts. I think they could generate more revenue.
Yeah.
I just think it would be good all around.
I mean, they could almost do like a festival type, like a multi-stage, multi-day thing.
I think that that's an excellent idea.
One of the people we were with, I kind of floated it as we were walking back, and he was like, I don't think that's a great idea. And I was like, I'm curious why. You know, like,
sure,
no judgment, I'm not going to come out the gate hitting you, but like, what do you think? And his main argument was that the IMS was not a central of location that it would be able to draw people there, and people wouldn't want to stay there.
Which, yeah, because that's always been a problem for the Indy 500.
Right. I was like, don't get in a fight with somebody at 11 o'clock at night at Speedway Hood Liquor. Like, don't do that. You're tired. You don't know what time
zone. Speedway Hood Rat.
The Speedway Hood
out.
Rat was like, what did you say about Speedway?
What did you just say to me?
What? I'm going to pull an Ed. Call my shots. Follow through. Which, I mean, that argument is horseshit.
It is horseshit. Because, A, okay, it's not centrally located within the city, but it's not, Speedway's not hard to get to from any side of town. And we are capable of managing large traffic patterns.
Yes.
It's kind of something that we excel at because we do that multiple times per year. And also, I think, I mean, I've been to many concerts up at Klipsch.
Yeah, that's not central in the least.
No, that's a pain in the ass to get to unless you fucking live in Noblesville. And even then, it's still a pain in the ass. And I camped there and it's, I mean, I camped at Sleepy Bear, not on the actual Klipsch campgrounds, because Sleepy Bear is way more fun. It's a little bit more expensive, but it's worth it.
Okay.
When you're going to a concert and it's a multi-day thing, you just camp where you camp. It's all about just parking your shit, setting up your camp, and then drinking and listening to music. You're not driving around. It's not like, once you get there, it doesn't need to be centrally located.
Right, because he mentioned something about hotels, and I'm like, you don't use a hotel if you're going to a multi-day thing.
No, you don't.
I mean, there's the Enfield, the Coke, the North Lot. There is enough.
Yeah, the North 40.
There's enough there.
Not to mention all the people that sell their yards for races that park campers and RVs and tents.
Oh, that would be so good for the town. Like that.
It would be. It'd be more revenue for the people in the town of Speedway.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know who.
I don't know who we need to talk to.
But this needs to happen.
It does. So, and also, while we're on the subject of things that need to happen, bring back fried cheese. For the love of God.
Or just cheese.
Allow me to buy cheese on the side of my French fries. Why? Why is that a crime against God and nature for me to want cheese on the side? I'll pay extra. But no, they can't do any special orders. How the fuck is that a special order? I want fries and I want cheese. You serve both here, but you won't serve them together.
So
I was going to a fist fight with two different people. And then somebody had the audacity to say to me, we have honey mustard. In what fucking universe is honey mustard even close to liquid cheese?
No. They're both yellow.
Christ.
So, if anybody listens to our podcast who has any sway, IMS needs to hold a music festival.
Yes.
That's all I'm going to tell. Like, you all pick the music, whatever, whatever, whatever. I mean, maybe hold it this weekend because, well, the Brickyard's moving out of this.
Yeah, they're going to move it to September.
We'll see how that works.
Although, this weekend's hot as hell.
It is. It's usually always hot this weekend, too.
It is. Hmm. Yeah, that's the truth.
They can hold it around my birthday.
That would be nice. And in August?
Yeah.
Well, because they have the air race in October.
Yes.
And they're going to move the Brickyard to September, so they need a nice August.
They do need an August thing, and then they've got that golf thing in August or September.
Oh, yeah, the Women in Technology golf thing.
Yes. Yeah, they do need something in August.
They do.
Yeah.
I think that's a good plan.
Well, there you go, guys. Contact whomever you know.
Right?
Let's get this started.
You know anybody, let's make it happen. And don't forget to mention the fried cheese.
Guys, we have to bring it back next year. I'm going to cry.
I mean,
I might run into the middle of the track during the race. Like a streaker or some sort of
I would lose my shit if you did. I would lose my shit.
I think my name is on a list somewhere. Along with your name.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, we would definitely be on a no-fly list if we ran out on the track. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, all right. So the concert was good for you.
The concert was fantastic.
Was fun.
It was great. I had a
Even
lot of
you
fun.
Guys had a little bit of rain delay last night, didn't you, or no?
No. So Friday, they canceled because of lightning.
Oh.
Because everybody had to have their personal safety plan in place.
Yes, the IMS does not provide you with a safety plan.
You must provide one for yourself.
For yourself, which is why we posted pictures today of our personal safety plan.
Yes.
Which is just us with our badass umbrellas.
Right. So you can use our safety plan, or feel free to use my father's safety plan, which is I'm not moving.
I'm not moving and you can't make me.
So, there's that until you go, no, the yellow shirts.
Which, to be fair, we weren't going to move today. but the Yellow Shirts were making everybody move. Yeah. So we were the last two people out of our stands.
Sorry, Dave Calabro.
You know what? He came back and apologized.
I feel like it's okay then, and we're even.
Yeah, he apologized. He was like, well, sorry, guys. I wouldn't classify anything that just happened as severe weather, but the safety and security guys were telling me to tell you guys to move out.
Basically, so. Dave Calabro threw the safety team under the bus.
He yeah, like, he sure did. He was like, well, that was a bit of an overreaction. We thought it was going to be this massive storm, and it was just a quick summer shower.
It was a pop-up shower in Indiana.
Yeah.
I think somebody walked past me, he was like, I don't know what the problem is. I was like, it's Indiana. I don't know why we're concerned.
Yeah, I don't know why we're all standing here under the stands. I didn't even go under the stands. I just stood out with my umbrella.
I mean, I did to eat my nachos.
Well, yeah.
You don't want soggy nachos.
Yeah, you don't want soggy nachos.
No. So, we went
to the Brickyard.
To the Brickyard. Let me first start off by disclaiming.
Yeah.
We went to the Brickyard race with an open mind. You had been to one, but it had been a few years. I'd never been to the Brickyard.
It had been quite a few years for me.
And we were like, let's go. Let's see what it's all about. It's at the IMS. This is our favorite place. Like, I'm excited to see it.
And I remember the last time that I went, I had a good time. Granted, I was with other people who were true NASCAR fans. So they might have been a little more invested in it than we were, but I mean, I remember having a good time.
Yeah.
I actually didn't even have my own cooler. I mean, I definitely drank beer and I was a little tipsy, but I mean, I wasn't that drunk. I didn't bring my own cooler.
Yeah.
And I had a good time. Yeah. I recall having a good time, and that's what I told Molly. I said, I had a good time. Let's do it. Let's check it out.
We got time. We're both free.
Yeah.
Like, if it's I felt like we almost owed it to this podcast to be like, well, we've tried NASCAR. Like, here's
what
we
think. I mean, because we throw some shit at NASCAR.
I would.
As does every IndyCar fan, because we're better.
Oh, 100% better.
100% better. But, you know, we thought, all right.
Let's give it a try.
All right.
So, we got up this morning.
We did. And we got ready. And we packed our coolers.
With our beers.
And we put on our sunscreen and our shades. And we headed out. And
that was the worst decision I've ever made in my entire life.
In fact, the race isn't even over right now.
We left the race.
We left before it was over.
Because I couldn't stand it. I was done.
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 Completely done. We walked in and my mom said, how was it? And Molly just says, awful.
True. Stand by that statement.
Yeah. Here's a new segment we're doing today. Things that are more exciting than watching the Brickyard 400. Watching grass grow.
Eating lead paint.
That's
a little exciting, though. You know, what happens after
right? The morning poop I had today.
That cute little cat we saw in the window. Just sleeping.
Yeah, watching a cat nap.
Watching a cat nap. Not napping yourself, just watching a cat sleep.
Watching a cat nap. Let's see. Things that we'd rather do than watch the Brickyard 400.
Watch a sex tape of my parents.
Followed up by a sex tape of my parents.
I would rather take the bar again.
I'd rather take my boards again. In fact, I'd rather do nursing school again.
Not just the bar, but the 3 month of hell studying before the bar.
Yeah.
I would do all of that before I went to another NASCAR race.
Let's see. Have diarrhea and only have sandpaper available to wipe my ass with.
A root canal without anesthesia.
Yep.
Yeah.
Go to war.
Well, we do like to fight people.
Oh, that's fair. Date any of my exes again.
Yeah, date any of my exes again, yeah. Put that up there.
Oh, and if you know us personally, you know that that's fucking saying something.
Now you're like, oh, it was bad.
It was bad.
It was bad.
Bad.
Part of it, I think, was the heat.
I mean, it was hot as shit, but at the same time, we just came from the tropics. So it's not like we can't handle heat. We just spent a week sitting in the sun in the tropics.
Voluntarily.
On purpose.
What are we going to do today? Go outside and bake.
Yeah. We did that on purpose. We wore outfits today purposefully to get sun.
Yes.
We didn't choose seats in the shade because we wanted to get a tan in addition to hopefully enjoying a racing experience. And it was god-awful.
It was god-awful.
It was so fucking boring.
First of all, they're so fucking slow.
They're so slow.
Guys, they're so slow. Somebody tweeted out, like, the speed for the pole is, like, 50 miles per hour slower than what you have to do to complete your rookie orientation program for IndyCar, IMS, the 500.
Yeah.
Like,
no, the speed for the pole is like in the 160s.
Yeah.
Which means the race speed is 110s, 120s.
Yeah.
Which I'm not saying that's not fast. I'm just saying I had 100 miles an hour in a 1959 Edsel, so I'm just not that fucking impressed by it, okay?
I mean, when they just... There is a different sound, and we, you know, we put it on our Twitter, the sound that the NASCARs make, and you just sat there, and you're like...
It's an assault on your ear.
It is.
It's offensive.
It's too loud. It's too loud. It's louder than IndyCar.
But somehow less efficient.
But yes, it sounds like all the cars are sick. Like, they're all coughing.
It does. It sounds like they all have, like... Okay, everybody has known that one person who has, like, the toy poodle that's got that nasty cough and sounds like it's a dog with emphysema. That's the equivalent of what NASCAR sounds like. Whereas IndyCar sounds like a German shepherd barking, defending its territory.
A beautiful, beautiful hum.
Yes.
That was not there for NASCAR.
No. No.
Not at all.
I mean, I would have thought that continuing our tans, drinking beer, and quoting Talladega Nights would have made any race exciting.
No.
I was fucking wrong.
100% wrong.
You heard it here first. I will admit when I'm wrong. It's not often, but I was wrong.
I get it.
And we went into, okay, so we were excited about it. We had an open mind, but I don't feel like we set ourselves up for failure by having too high of expectations and then being disappointed.
It's a race, it's NASCAR, I want to see what... It was more curiosity.
Yes.
It was excited curiosity, like, what's going on, how's this going to work?
Let's check this out. And we literally could not make it through the race.
First of all, there was the rain delay. That might have played a little bit into it, but we've sat through rain delays before.
The rain delay for day one qualifications of the Indy 500 this year was more exciting than this entire fucking race.
That's true. So there was a rain delay.
There was a little bit of rain delay, but I mean, that gets us up, gets us moving around.
Yeah.
But both of us almost fell asleep.
Yeah, we came back from the rain delay, they started back up, and there was a moment where I was like, I gotta drink some water.
I mean, it wasn't even immediately, so don't think that it was just because we were, you know, hanging out during the rain delay.
No.
It was, I mean, well after we had restarted the race, and we just both all of a sudden started nodding off. I'm like, I gotta get some more caffeine.
Well, it's this new thing that they're doing where they, first of all, they had a competition yellow at 30 laps, which
I... No idea why.
No idea why. I don't think there was weird tire wear going on.
Nope.
You shouldn't have weird tire wear at a track you've been running for...
24 years.
24 years. No major changes to that surface.
No.
So it's not tire wear.
No, I still have no fucking idea why we had a cautionary yellow.
So we had that. And then, 20 laps after that caution yellow, we went to the end of...
Stage one.
Whatever they're calling it, one.
Stage one.
Which...
But they don't actually stop the race.
They just go yellow.
They just go yellow and burn up five laps.
Five laps.
And so it's five laps where nobody can pass because you're on a yellow. But they don't stop. The race keeps going. It's just incredibly boring during those five laps. Because there's nothing happening. I don't think NASCAR should be on a super speedway anyway. True. This track is too fucking long goddamn slow those cars are.
Yeah.
Like, at least with IndyCar, I mean, people are like, oh, you're just watching cars go around a circle. Well, okay, with IndyCar, it's interesting because, A, even on our huge-ass track, they're coming around pretty fucking quick.
Yes.
Like, there's not... If you have something to say to your neighbor, like, you better say it ASAFP because there will be cars coming around in just a second.
Especially after you get going... When you don't have to stop for the ends of your stages, like, cars start to spread out a little bit.
Yes.
You don't have the, like, pack, pack, pack. It's a spread, and you have passes going on.
Constantly.
Maybe I saw three passes. Maybe. One of those was on the screen.
No, I witnessed, like, three from our seats.
Yeah.
And I know that it was more exciting racing the last time I saw it. But the entire first stage was bullshit because... They stopped it like 15 laps in for the rain delay.
Yes.
Then they came back out for like 15 laps. And then we had the cautionary yellow.
Yep.
And that was at lap 30. And then at lap 50 was the end of stage one. And so then we had another yellow. And nobody did shit during stage one because they were all trying to conserve fuel and tires and blah, 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 and get to stage two.
Which is the whole thing. They're like, okay, we're done with stage one. Now we get to the end of stage two. But we got to conserve to get to the end of stage two. And then they have to conserve to get to the end of stage three.
And so there's no actual competition happening.
What's going on? Why are you conserving the game?
Not good racing.
No.
No, that's not going on.
Absolutely not. Mm-mm.
No. And also, when I went, because I know we discussed on our last podcast that, you know, at live sporting events,
yeah,
you know, the energy of the crowd and all that makes it worth it. When I went last time, the stands were fucking full.
I mean,
I was surrounded by people and there were tons of fans. And so maybe that's what helped make
it more
enjoyable.
That's true. You feed off of that. I don't know. How would you say it? A third?
Not even.
A fourth of the stands were full.
Of the stands that were open. Not even all the stands were open.
North was closed.
North Vista was closed.
One by us was closed.
South Vista was closed.
Turn two was open, but not that full.
No. Southeast Vista, yeah, that was open, but not very full.
Our area in turn one was open, but not that full.
I mean, maybe 1/8.
I would say the most popular area was right, I can't ever tell.
Like stand B and stand E.
Yeah. And they were probably, I would say, a third to a half, maybe 3/4 full.
Yeah, in the beginning.
Yeah.
But even after that initial rain delay, 15 laps in, people dipped right after that.
Yeah. I mean, I know that there's been talk about the, there's been talk about numbers for the Brickyard have gone down. You know, who's coming has gone down. I'm sure what's the word I want to use? The TV numbers are shit. They're probably going to be worse than the 500s were this year, which is another thing we're going to have to eventually talk about.
That is something we're going to have to talk about. But, I mean, say what you want about the 500. It still had better ratings than the Coca-Cola 600.
Suck it, Nessa.
Fuck Daytona. But, I mean, attendance was god-awful. And we had discussed prior to the race today, you know, that they're moving to September, and we thought maybe part of the reason is because it's so fucking hot in Indiana this weekend. Yeah. So I know people that have said, you know, on the years when the Indy 500 has reached 90 degrees plus, that if it was that hot again, they would not go, even if they had already bought a ticket. And I can understand that when you're sitting in the sun, it's hot. But also NASCAR, this race doesn't start until 2:30 in the afternoon.
Oh my God, if they would have started it 2 hours earlier, I think it would have been better.
I agree, because you wouldn't be sitting there in the heat of the fucking day in one of the hottest months of the year in this state.
Mm-hmm.
But after going today, I don't think moving to September is going to make any damn difference. I think it just sucks.
It does just suck. I will see what happens in September of next year, but they got to pull something else out of their ass or they're going to lose this race.
Well, and the staging, they can say that they're doing it for whatever, but it's clearly...
Please,
to sell ad space during commercials so that people aren't pissed about missing passes when they go to commercial breaks. Because on yellows, you can't pass. So they sell a bunch of ad space during those five laps. Then fans aren't pissed because they didn't miss good racing. Advertisers are happy because they get to push more ads. But if you don't have anybody watching, your ad space isn't worth shit.
Nope. They're not going to sell ads.
No. You're not selling tickets with this setup, I'll tell you that.
No.
I mean, I like racing, period. And I'm not just picking on racing that's not IndyCar. Like, I went up to the Kokomo Speedway last summer and watched dirt track racing.
Yeah.
And that was fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's primal racing.
That is primal. And that feeds into this whole NASCAR series.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very similar. But again, it's a shorter track.
Mm-hmm.
And there was constant action.
Yeah.
Constant. And so I'm not just picking on racing that isn't IndyCar. I'm picking on this particular race.
Yeah.
Because in fact, I'll even say that I'm not particularly picking on NASCAR except for the staging.
Right.
I think the staging is bullshit fuckery. But this particular race,
like,
I will never go again.
I mean, I know I'm speaking for you when I say this. It hurts me to say bad things about the Speedway that I love.
Agreed.
But oh my God.
Oh my God.
I
could not have been more bored.
I could, yes. Yes.
I mean, not physically possible.
I mean, and there's not a lot they can do. They can't shorten the track, otherwise you're trying to get into a road course. I don't know if NASCAR runs road courses.
I don't have a clue.
I have no idea.
I can't imagine they could, based on the fact that they apparently can't fucking pass.
True.
And we hardly saw any rubbing and racing. I mean, we were 3/4 of the way through stage two before somebody bumped Jimmy Johnson and the crowd lost their shit.
It's like, really, guys?
And let me just say this. Even their wrecks weren't exciting.
No, it was like, meh.
I mean, I don't know how it could be exciting when you're going that fucking slow.
I mean,
it's about as exciting as potheads trying to drag race, okay? How fast was I going? 13.
God in heaven, it was just absolutely horrible.
Ugh.
And I don't know how to tell them to fix it.
I don't know either.
I think they're going to lose the race.
I mean, I think they should. I think they're losing money on this thing.
I mean, I think they'll move it to September next year.
Mm-hmm.
They'll see a an increase in the first year they move it to September.
Oh, definitely.
But then the year after that, they're going to see it fall off again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe part of it is that, you know, there's different drivers, because it's been probably 10 years since I went. And so, you know, I know one of the things that they've discussed is that with Dale Jr. retiring this year, that there aren't, you know, any other big personalities to bring in fans and to bring in those big crowds. And so that's been a concern of NASCAR's all season, is that they're trying to play up these other personalities and these other drivers so that they maintain a crowd base. Because I think that that did have a lot to do with it, is that there were a lot more drivers that had big fan bases 10 years ago than there are now. And I also feel like the racing was more exciting. I mean, I remember being on my feet, yelling, getting excited, watching passes in front of me. And I sat in South Vista.
Yeah.
Today we sat in Southwest Vista. I was sitting on the short chute.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like I mean, our seats were comparable.
Yes.
And today was just,
so disappointed.
So disappointed.
Very disappointed.
And also, I hope Danica is making a lot of money in NASCAR, because I don't know why in the actual fuck you would switch from a real racing league to NASCAR unless the money was there.
Maybe the money's better in NASCAR.
It probably is with all the sponsorship.
I was about to say, they got a lot more cars in the field. I mean, that was 40, a field of 40.
As opposed to 33.
And that's the biggest race.
It is. A lot of the other ones, it's only 20.
Yeah.
I don't know what they could do to make it better.
I don't know either. It's just, I think the biggest problem is that that speedway is too long.
It's too long for NASCAR,
it's
for sure.
It's too long. I think the others, I don't know. I could be wrong. I don't know this. I don't care to know it. But I think the other NASCAR tracks are shorter.
I think so.
I mean,
I think Daytona might be the only one that's close.
Yeah.
Since they do 600 miles.
And Daytona is their sort of figurehead.
Yeah, it's like their super speedway.
Yeah. And it's like, it is what the Indy 500 is to
NASCAR fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that one, yeah, it could probably be a bit longer because it's their big one.
Again, the Indy 500 is your biggest track for IndyCar, but it's, you know, yeah, I think we're longer.
I don't know. Texas might be a bit longer.
Is it?
But not by much. Everything's bigger in Texas.
That's what I've heard.
Well, there you go. So,
I've yet to collect my own data points on that.
So that race happened, and so first of all, we tried NASCAR.
We tried.
So
we tried real hard.
I don't want to hear any of this blah, blah, blah. You don't know what you're talking about. You just are bitching. No, we went to the race.
We went. Although my mom just said to me before we started recording, she goes, "You're going to piss off any NASCAR fans if you say that." And I said, "I don't think we have any NASCAR fans that listen to us." And she goes, "Yeah, that's probably true." Which I found out she has listened to one podcast, the very first one.
I'm excited.
She just hasn't had time to listen to the others, but she has listened to one.
There you go. Well, we're recording this one at your house. So
we are.
Maybe she'll listen to this one.
I doubt it. Nah. She likes to listen to things in order.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get that.
I think she'll work her way through sequentially.
Well, we're not really a serial podcast. We're episodic.
It's true. You don't need to listen to one before the other.
But you do need to listen to all of them.
And rate us, please.
Can you please go on iTunes and rate us? I know you're
or
out
Google
there
Play,
listening.
Wherever you are listening to us, rate us.
I know you're out there. I see the data points. It's not just me downloading it.
Fact.
I don't have time.
Yeah, I don't have the kind of time.
I know it's also not my family, because I don't think... Well, I just know it's not my family.
No, it's not all our family. So if you're listening,
you should go and rate us on iTunes.
Definitely rate us.
We're pretty awesome, so I say give us a 5. But, you know, do you.
Do you. You give us a 1, though, we're going to come find you.
We keep our pimp hand strong.
Pimp
hand
strong.
We might pull an Ed Carpenter, just call it.
You never know.
And go for
Hashtag fuck you, fight me.
Hashtag pull an Ed. What is it we're calling it now?
Hashtag fuck you, fight me.
No, didn't we say we're going to give him an Ed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Going to give you an Ed.
Maybe don't say pull Ed. Inappropriate.
Okay.
Sounds a little dirty.
You sound a little dirty.
I'm covered in sunscreen.
And
tractor.
Disappointment filled sweat.
Rage at spinning. I mean.
Now, I will say, okay, so the crowd was completely different as well.
Yeah.
The crowd, much more polite than IndyCar. But also much, much slower.
Yeah.
In general. The cars were slower. The people walk slower. Which, I'm okay with some politeness. Like, we were standing by one of the haulers or trailers, merchandise trailer, as IndyCar fans would say, but yes. NASCAR fans call them haulers.
Okay.
Sure. And and we were kind of looking to see, but we were not exactly in line, but not exactly out of line. And some guy walked up and he said, you know, hey, hon, are you in line for this? And I was like, nope, we're just looking. He was like, okay, thank you. And I was like, see, that never would have happened in the Indy 500.
No.
And here's how it would have gone out of the Indy 500. Whether we decide we were buying something or not, somebody steps in front of, they would have just stepped in front of us, and I would have said, whoa, back in line, bitch. And that would have been that. And yeah. I would have stayed in line until I either picked what I wanted or said I wanted nothing and then left. Because yeah. that's how shit works at the Indy 500.
It is. We are very efficient. We don't have a lot of time.
No. Those cars go fast, so we got to go fast.
We got to get our shit, get to our seats, watch the race.
Yeah.
That's it.
If we're peeing or getting food, we are on a mission, good. And then we are back to the seats.
You need to know what food you're getting before you leave to go get food.
Yeah, because you got to know which direction you're going to go.
Mm-hmm. Where's the closest bathroom? Because since you're up,
you got to hit everything at once.
You got
to
go.
We don't have enough time to do multiple trips.
I mean, last race, I went up to pee because it was a caution. It was the red flag. I was like, yeah. All right, I'm going to get up, going to go. By the time I got my food and got back, the red flag had cleared, and then we went under caution because of Connor's wreck.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
You missed a green and a wreck.
I missed a green and a wreck.
That's how fast IndyCar goes.
That's how it goes.
And you're a fast peer.
I am a fast peer.
Yeah. I mean, you pee during the mini marathon. You're very efficient.
If you pee in a porta potty during a race, you gotta know how to go.
Fact.
You also just have to dig down deep in.
You're a real woman for peeing in a porta potty during a race.
I still have nightmares. It's okay.
I'm sure.
Nightmares.
But yeah, different crowd.
Different crowd.
They played a lot of country music videos and random shit on the screen.
Ooh, there are a lot of videos on that screen. I don't recall that many videos during the 500.
Ever. Not
or
even
the
during
GP.
Qualifications.
No.
Even when there's a long wait. Now, granted, this year, there wasn't a long wait between cars because of the long
everything
rain
had
delay. But other years when we've gone to qualifications, and there's long waits sometimes in between drivers going out, they'll play little short videos and clips and things. And I have never in my life seen that many videos.
Like, repeats of repeats of repeats.
The music they chose was bizarre. I mean, at one point, and I tweeted this, I said, are we about to watch a race, or am I getting ready to have sex in the bed of a pickup truck? I'm not sure what's happening here.
I don't know what's going on here. I don't know. It's the whole vibe of that race. I don't know what's going on.
Just a sleepy vibe in general. Yes. Like, if you have trouble sleeping, just watch this race.
Just replay it.
I bet you don't even make it to stage two.
I would lay money on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, just thinking about it makes me want to yawn.
I'm a little tired right now.
Yeah. Never again.
No.
Earnhardt Jr. got out of the, he ended up getting out of the race.
That's sad.
I was sad for him for that.
It's his last one. Hate him, don't like him, whatever, because apparently NASCAR fans are probably worse than IndyCar fans, except for me.
Truth.
I just have a lot of hate in my heart.
We do. Yeah.
Just really about
a lot of rage. Yeah. A lot about Marco. Yeah, we're back to talking shit about Marco. He acted like a little douche on social media this week, so.
I sent you and I was like, I'm okay now.
So we actually almost felt bad about the nice things we said about him last week. So we'll see if he can actually continue driving like he means it. But
yeah.
But we're still going to dislike him as a person.
I'm still going
to hate
him.
Definitely.
Oh, I can't wait to go to another live race. It's another opportunity
right?
for me to just flip and move.
I mean, let's talk about how bored we were. We got bored with flipping off Jeff Gordon.
We stopped. We were like,
we stopped because it's like, I don't have time to do anything else. They keep pulling up the pace car because every other lap is a yellow.
Thank you.
I mean,
we could have, and the little pace car was parked right in our eyesight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, in an exciting race, I probably would have just spent my downtime just looking at him and giving him the finger. Just for funsies.
Because it's Jeff, for funsies.
Yeah. But no, even that lost its luster.
Yeah.
And I really like to give people the finger, so that's saying something.
Yeah.
It is.
If you flip the double bird. Also, if you turn around and moon and flip the bird, which I'm really good at.
Then you're a true patriot.
You feel really good about yourself.
It's the truth.
This is going to happen in Ohio.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I had no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
We'll get on video this time.
Yeah, because there's pictures of it somewhere.
Somewhere. That some stranger took. Although they never emailed them to us.
They never emailed them.
So, we really wanted those.
I'm probably on some weird website now.
Probably some weird fetish website.
Ugh.
Ugh. All right. So, the Mid-Ohio, we're going to go. We're going to camp out. I'm excited. We're sitting general admission with the people.
Yes.
We're hoping to meet up with the indie camping guys.
We're hoping to meet up with anybody, too.
Anybody, yeah. Anybody who knows of this podcast or knows somebody.
Who's going?
Hit us up.
I mean, I'm excited to go on a road trip to a IndyCar race.
I am, too.
It's kind of a new thing, so hit us up. Tell us where you're going to be. Meet up with you guys.
Absolutely. And we're going to be there Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
We'll share a few beers with you.
We'll always share beers with people.
Always. And we can just shoot the shit.
Yeah.
It'll be good times.
I'm excited.
I'm excited, too.
So we are going to Mid-Ohio. So real quick breakdown. It's the Honda Indy 200 at Mid-Ohio.
Because we have to have seven names.
Every time I draw the track and I write the name out, sometimes some of my soul dies.
Yeah.
I'm like, why are there so many words?
Honda Indy 200
at Mid-Ohio. Mm-hmm. So it's a road course.
It is indeed. And where we're going to sit general admission, like the mounds are by turn two.
Okay.
Which is off of like two pretty long straightaways.
Yeah. We're going to have overtakes, I hope.
I think so as well. And I know that you picked a different area for the stuff it section.
You think two is going to be a stuff it zone?
I think that we're going to have some stuffing in here because you're going to have people hitting it hard coming into two and then going out. I think there's going to be a lot of people trying to overtake and cut lines there. Ooh. So I think that we're going to have a lot of stuff in it all around.
I'm excited. Not to see people.
I'm excited to see Marco stuff. I bet he eats it hard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, like, I might take my shirt off. Marco stuffs it. Like, that's how excited I'll be.
Just whipping it around.
Yeah. No, I won't really do that.
No, probably not the best. No.
No.
Knowing our luck, we'll be sitting with Andretti fans, because it's always what happens to me.
Oh. No, I don't mind if I'm sitting with Andretti fans. I just don't need that kind of shit about me on the internet. I mean, I think this is more than enough. I don't need any nude photos on the internet.
Oh, you're taking it all off.
Well, yeah. You think it just meant down to the swimsuit top that I wear underneath?
Yes.
I mean, I wear that on a beach. That means nothing. And I'll probably take my top off anyway just to get a good tan.
Keep that track tan. We have maintained our track tan for a while.
We really have.
I'm excited about that.
I am as well.
As a very pale Irish woman, this is a new thing for me.
Yeah, we've done quite well this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Got a nice color. I mean, going to Hawaii for a week didn't hurt.
I mean, I'm definitely freckling. I don't tan. I just, the freckles touch each other and
yeah,
they create a tan. So, it's a road course. What is it? 203 miles. 90
laps. So, it should go pretty quick, except that
people are going to stuff it.
I think people are going to stuff it. So, I don't know. I mean, although Toronto went pretty quick, I thought more people were going to stuff it there.
Yeah, Toronto was really quick.
So, we'll see. I mean, they just came from road course, but they also had this week off in between. So, there might be some interesting tweaks and adjustments made to the cars, made to the chassis.
Well, what is it?
I know. I love the word chassis.
I do. No, I like the word chicane. So.
I know you do.
And there's apparently one on this course, so I got to read it. And I was like, yay! Love that word.
So, I think, but I also think the week off in between can also not be good for some drivers. Having that time off the track, I think.
Some of you don't have a lot of focus.
Yeah. Marco.
Not naming any names. Marco.
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 All right. So, our bets are on first place, top five, top 10, and first out.
All important betting.
So, I'm picking Newgarden for first.
That's back-to-back. That's a bold choice.
It is a bold choice, but, I mean, Newgarden rocks it on road courses always.
True.
He just came from a win, and I don't think that he has focus problems. I don't.
Okay.
So, I'm picking Newgarden.
Okay.
I'm going to pick Pagano for top five.
Okay. Anything specific, or are you just thinking it?
I'm just thinking it. I think Pagano.
Well, he won it in 2016.
That's true. He did win it last year. And, I mean, he also does well on road courses.
Very well.
And I think that he doesn't have a problem with focus either.
Okay.
So, and then I'm picking Ray Hall for top 10.
Yeah.
Because he's an Ohio boy.
Yes.
So, a little hometown.
Home crowd.
Yeah. A little home court advantage there.
2015 winner.
That's true.
Which, it was like 30 years after his dad won it. In 2015. Not now, but back in 2015.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I always like it when I say that.
I do too.
No, this is the course where they've had doubles, father-son racing it. Not at the same time, though, because I don't think Graham and Bobby raced it at the same time.
I don't think they did either.
But they can also say, well, I guess now it's triple? Because Mario
and Michael.
Yeah. Well, it was 07. Well, maybe when it was like the kart and all of that. That's when Mario raced it.
Oh, that's true. Which... Was it a kart track?
It was a kart track.
Okay. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So, which, yeah, the Andretti's did kart.
Yeah, they did kart.
Yeah. Whatever.
I mean, we all can't be perfect and make good decisions.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Looking at you, Andretti family.
Yeah. Not as good as IRL. No. Clearly. Since one's still around and the other one's not.
Who won that fight? Just saying.
IndyCar.
You're welcome.
Yep. Because it's... IRL for the win. All right, then first out, speaking of the Andretti's, I'm picking Marco.
I love that you said that to me, and I was like, shit. I want to pick somebody else then.
I know. I just think that he had a really good race last time, and mm-hmm. I think he's going to let it go to his head. I mean, clearly, he's been posing on his Instagram without a shirt on all week.
I think it was just one, but...
I'm just saying, like, he looks like he's a 13-year-old boy, okay? Are you even Italian? There's no body hair anywhere on his body. I'm pretty sure his eyebrows have been tattooed on. And maybe once he hits puberty, he'll start to get some more hair.
You know.
He's like 12.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let those testicles drop. And
well, go ahead and put him on the list of people never coming on this
podcast. I would never have him on this podcast.
That's true. I don't think we could last.
I mean, I don't think he could last. No. He wouldn't be able to put up with us. No. First off, I wouldn't have anything nice to say to him.
Just stare at him.
I mean, I would just talk shit to him the whole time.
Just.
Except for this last race. That's literally the only time that I had anything nice to say about him.
Right?
Ugh. And then he tried comparing himself to Scott Dixon. Sit down! Sit down,
that
fool.
Man is sacred.
You are nowhere near Scott Dixon, nor will you ever be.
Don't you dare say that about Scott.
No.
No.
You keep that haint away from Dixon.
Keep that haint. Yes, don't you haint him.
I mean, I know it's not part of my bet, but I bet Dixon does in the top 10 as well.
I can see that. Yeah. He's the 2014 winner.
Oh, not surprised. Although, you know what? I'll be interested to see how well Castro Neves does, because he's only 3 points behind Dixon.
It's really tight. There's only like 20 points between the first five?
Yeah, so I bet that it is like...
Don't check me on my math. I think so.
I think we're going to have a lot of cautions and wrecks, because...
We're
getting near the end of
the
season, and I think that they are all going to be fighting hard to win the championship.
Yeah, because it's a really close championship this year.
It's very close.
Yeah. Like, so. Excited racing.
Sure does.
Woo! All right. Well, let's see. I picked Will Power for first.
Yeah.
I think coming off of the disappointment of last race, and again, somebody who doesn't have focus problems.
Agreed.
Or ADD, apparently. I don't know why we're talking about focus problems all of a sudden. Because I had a week off.
Well, I mean, but focus problems is different than ADD.
It is.
Because I have ADD, but I can still focus on some things. Whereas, you know, I think some people just can't.
No.
I mean, Margo only focused because he thought he was going to lose his job. He focused for one race. Let's see how long that lasts.
If he does bad and that rumor resurfaces, I'm done.
In fact, I might restart the
just whisper rumors again. No, I picked him. I think, I mean, he also does very well on road courses. I think he's upset. Maybe not upset, but, you know.
Disappointed.
That's not how he wanted to go out.
No, and it put him out of the running for the championship because he didn't gain any points.
He didn't try to gain any points.
Because he didn't finish the race.
So, I think he's going to want to come back and really show.
I agree. I mean, because he can still, earning more points at this point isn't going to mean anything for this season. But, he can still earn money.
Yeah.
He can still earn money, which I'm sure Penske wants him to continue to do.
Which, can we pause here to say, because Penske also fields NASCAR
yes.
cars.
Yeah.
They kept saying, like, it would be really great for Roger Penske to get a win. But he gets wins all the time.
He gets wins all the time in the real racing series.
In the
real
series.
That he spends every weekend at. Like, we saw him today. And
like,
this would be probably the only NASCAR race that he's at during IndyCar season because they took a week off.
Yeah.
You know, when you are a team owner that has multiple series that you sponsor, that you sponsor drivers in, and you choose to be with one series 100% of the time,
That's your series.
Clearly, that's the better series.
Clearly.
Clearly. Roger Penske thinks it. We know it. You heard it here first. NASCAR sucks.
Jeez, Pete.
Anyhow, so willpower.
Willpower for first.
I like that.
I picked Rossi top five. He did very well.
He did.
I think it's an upswing.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's coming on an upswing in this.
I think so too.
Season.
And I think he really wanted to win.
I think he did too. I just think it just wasn't there. I think Newgarden just kept pulling away.
Yeah.
So I picked him top five. I also picked Ray Hall in my top 10.
Excellent.
Because another very strong road course. Hometown boy advantage. Like, this is his race to lose, I feel like.
I agree.
So I picked him. And then I picked Carlos Munoz to be first out.
I think that's not a bad guess. Oh, well, you know what? I guess we should have found out whether Alosha's going to be running or not.
I haven't seen anything. I think he was sitting out just for one race. You want to change your bet? You want me to put Alosha if he's...
No, I think Marco's still going to stuff it first. But I think Alosha's going to stuff it, period. Actually, I'll be interested to see if he comes back and if he's, like, a little tentative.
I think he might be.
I bet he isn't. I don't think that crazy Russian has any chill in him at all.
No,
I think
chill.
He has one speed. And that's why he had to sit out. I think that they probably had a conversation with him after every race
where
he's wrecked.
Please
stop wrecking.
And they're
like, okay, next time, let's do this and this and this. And he's like, okay, sure, sure. And then he gets out and does the same shit.
He gets in the car and goes, Nostrovia, do what I want.
Exactly. That's exactly what he says.
That's exactly it.
Nostrovia.
I do what I want.
Fuck you.
You capitalist pigs. I don't know. Munoz.
He's not had a great season.
He's not had a great season.
Which is unfortunate, because when he was a rookie, he looked pretty promising.
Yeah.
I've not been that impressed with him in the last 2 years.
Boy, I think
I have such a hard time keeping
who's where?
Who's on which team?
I really feel like he's on Foyt.
I think you're right.
And I think Foyt's just had a bad season as well.
Yeah, they've not had a great season.
Which is, it was upsetting to me.
Well, yeah. And we like AJ Foyt.
We do like AJ. Although I think our owner's Ed.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Swore I saw him Saturday. Was not him.
Yeah, there's a NASCAR driver that from a distance kind of looks like Ed Carpenter. We were like,
shit, is Ed driving in this race?
We're like, we've got somebody to root for now.
Nope, not Ed.
But no, Ed would never do that.
No.
Because he has self-respect.
He does.
He does.
He does.
And it would not be fast enough for him.
No.
No, not even a little bit.
Uh-huh. Like, I don't understand people who go from IndyCar to NASCAR, you're going slower. Like,
how,
I get
how,
the other way.
How do you not feel like...
You're having an afternoon tea.
Thank you. Driving Miss Daisy, that's what they should rename this race. Driving Miss Daisy 400.
They should.
6 hours of your life you can never get back.
I mean, we won't get that back.
No, we will not. So I think Munoz is a good bet.
Yeah.
On first out. Let's run over the current standings.
Sure. What you got?
So number one, my boy Scott Dixon, at 423. And then number two is Alio at 420.
Okay.
Number three is Pagano at 404.
Okay.
Number four, Joseph Newgarden, also a favorite of mine, 400. Will is still in it. He's number five with 359, although that's quite a ways back. And then actually he's tied for fifth. With Graham Rahal, who also has 359 points.
Okay.
Which is interesting. Will Power has won more poles than anybody else in the top six. And than anybody else in the series.
I know. It's
he's won four
math.
Poles this year. Yeah, I don't know how the math works.
Okay.
We're going to get into that in the offseason. And he's won two races. So, Joseph Newgarden has won two. Alios had three poles this season, has won one race.
Yeah.
And Scott Dixon has only had one and one.
So weird.
So his poll, his poll was the Indianapolis 500.
Yes, it's a double thing, which I've heard people say they should stop double pointing for the 500.
Oh, I don't think they should.
It was just a tweet I saw randomly.
Interesting. Well, no, because I think that the Indianapolis 500 gets more entrance than any other race, and so I think to win the poll for that, it's a harder track.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a more difficult track to maintain that speed for four laps. I mean, four laps is 10 miles, whereas, you're qualifying mileage at any other track is not the same. And so the amount of fuel that you put in your car, because
that's
when they
true.
Qualify, they just do bare bones.
Yeah.
Because you want your car to be as light as possible. And so you're carrying more fuel, but it's a track that's geared towards faster speeds. So I think double pointing is fine. But then again, I'm a little biased towards the Indianapolis 500.
I'm just saying. First place is 423. 10th, did you say that?
Let's see. 10th place is 297 at James Hinchcliffe. And then Kanaan is 9th at 306. Rossi is 8th at 330. And Sato is 7th with 351.
So there's 126 points between 1st and 10th.
Yeah.
There's like literally 10 points between 1st and 3rd.
Yeah, 19 points.
All right.
And actually 23 points between 1st and 4th.
Yeah, I mean, it's tight right now.
That's very tight.
Going into the, you know, back half. Very tight.
So it's going to be interesting. I think these upcoming races are going to be very exciting.
I think so.
Yeah, lots of fast racing, lots of passes, lots of strategery.
Straight strategery. Yeah.
I bet they also pay attention to their pits, because I didn't know if you knew this, but races are won and lost in the pits.
Oh my God. Races are won and lost in the pits?
I heard that somewhere.
I've never heard that before at any other race I watched on the TV.
I hope they mention that next week at Ohio so that everybody...
People should know this.
People need to be aware of this.
They need to be aware, guys.
They need to be aware.
Maybe we're the first people you ever heard this before, but races are won and lost in the pits.
It's a thing.
It's a thing, apparently.
It's a thing. Oh, I'll tell you what, anytime we hear that next weekend... We're taking a shot. I'm not even beer. Like, we're going to bring hard liquor.
It might be a shotgun.
A sawed-off shotgun.
No, I meant like a shotgun of beer. Oh. I am not bringing a shotgun with us to the Ohio race. I feel the need to put that out there.
I do not have a sawed-off shotgun to bring anywhere. I want to be clear about that as well.
Yeah.
No illegal firearms in my possession. All of my guns are legal, and I don't bring them to any tracks.
There you go. They are not allowed.
They are not allowed.
Right after drones.
Correct. Drones are first, then weapons.
Hashtag priorities.
Hashtag priorities. Oh my gosh, so another thing that was interesting today is that they had, like, gated off the pagoda area.
Yeah, for the driver walk.
A lot
walk.
Of the Pagoda Plaza. Yeah, they gated it off for the driver walk, which we laughed because you could never do that at the Indy 500. Because A, you can't keep the fans out of anywhere. And B, you do not want to supply Indy 500 fans with weapons of any kind. And metal gating counts as a weapon. You may not think so until we pick it up. Anything that we can pick up, we will turn into a weapon.
When the fans riot, everything is a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, they had, it was weird, like, you couldn't, but you could get through the pagoda, because you could go behind it all at the very end. I don't know.
It was
weird.
Some fuckery.
I just wanted to see if they had more of those copper cups, because I...
You wanted another mule, and you wanted a copper cup?
Because I forgot my cup.
I don't know
what happened, and I'm sad, and I can't find it on the internet.
Have you looked on eBay?
I have not looked on eBay.
I bet somebody's selling theirs on eBay.
It was a really pretty copper mule cup with the wings, wheels, and flag on it.
Yeah, it had the emblem on it.
It was very pretty.
Yeah, it was.
I'm very heartbroken still about it.
I know. Well, I bet they do it next year. I mean, I feel like they sold well. Although we thought about the fucking fried cheese,
yeah,
too, and look where that got us.
The cheese wasn't there. Oh, I don't know, because it was part of, like, a thing with Fuzzy.
I wonder if we went to, like, Fuzzy's website, if they would have them.
Oh, I don't know, because it's licensed.
Yeah, but I'm sure they have the ability to sell them. They're able to sell their alcohol in those cups.
That's true. I'm going to go on a hunt. Hashtag find the copper mule.
Yes. Okay, let's see. Oh, there's a bad wreck. Okay, sorry. I'm getting updates from our NASCAR correspondent.
This is not going out, by the way, the same day as the race.
No. Yeah. But Jimmy Johnson?
Yes.
Yes. I always get confused because I went to high school with a guy named Jimmy Jones.
Well, I just wanted it to be Jimmy Johns.
I know. Well, and I wish that Jimmy Johns was sponsoring Jimmy Johnson.
That would be perfect for me.
Right?
Oh, but.
Right? So anyhow, so Jimmy Johnson got out. There was a caution with one to go, which NASCAR doesn't end on a caution.
Right.
And that's one thing about NASCAR that I do enjoy is that they will do a restart, like a full green restart, and then add a couple of laps so that you finish under a green.
Yeah.
And they will make that attempt three times before they actually end a race on a yellow. And then there was a wreck at the restart.
Okay.
With one lap to go. Let's see. Yeah, I guess it was a pretty bad wreck because they red flagged it.
Oh my God.
They're in a red flag right now. And let me just say, thank God we fucking left, because if we were still there...
I would have rioted.
It's
8 o'clock. It's 8:30 right now.
I mean, that's why you shouldn't start a race at 2:30 in the fucking afternoon.
Although, I don't think the Ohio one starts at 3.
Yeah, but that's IndyCar. I mean, you shouldn't start a race that takes a ridiculous amount of time, even if it all runs under green.
Yeah.
You shouldn't start that at 2:30 in the afternoon.
You should not.
No.
No.
Thank God we're not still there.
Thank God.
I would be so shitty.
I just would have started crying.
I mean, you know it's bad, and we both still have beer in our cooler, and we're like, fuck it, we'll carry it back to the house.
Like, let's roll.
Like, I don't care about the weight of it. Like, we will just carry the beer back. Because usually I at least make myself, I'm like, I'm not carrying more than 2 beers back, period.
Yeah.
I don't care what we go for, when we go, where we go. Like, if I have not drank most of what I brought with me, I'm not carrying it back.
I get that.
Because I don't like to carry the cooler. It's a necessity, and I'd rather carry the cooler than buy my drinks there.
Oh, definitely.
But I'm not just carrying them around for funsies. I belong to Planet Fitness if I want to build up my muscles.
I only buy 2 drinks at that track.
Bloody Marys.
And then lemonades.
Yep.
Dear Fuzzy's Vodka, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and just...
Fuzzy's Vodka is delicious.
It's really good.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And with the Bloody Marys, well, there's the track Bloody Marys, which they use their own mix, their own Bloody Mary mix. And then sometimes on the infield, the Fuzzy's trailer will use the Who's Your Mama Bloody Mary mix. Which is delicious as well.
Maybe we'll do that next year, then.
Yeah, we did that 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were very good.
Super good there.
Very good. So, yeah, thank God we're not still at that trick.
No.
We came back with many beers.
Yeah.
Still in our coolers.
Yeah, because some of us have work tomorrow.
Yeah,
I gotta go switch back out my car.
Yeah, you gotta drive back to the other side of town.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I gotta
I don't have anything going on, but...
I don't wait, caught in the traffic.
Oh, yeah. You do need GTFO.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know how much traffic there's going to be. There's like 5 people left in the fucking stands.
Fan. One. So, let's wrap this up.
Yep.
We're going to be at Mid-Ohio next weekend.
We are.
We will do like a recap podcast afterward.
We will.
But during the week, we actually have a Facebook page.
That we've been trying to update, but Facebook won't let us.
It won't let Abby do anything. I can.
Can you?
Yeah, I can get on it, I think.
Have you tried it on your phone?
No, I don't try and do stuff like that on my phone. I'm a little old school
that way. That might be the problem for me, then.
I don't know how good their mobile...
For the pages. Yeah. That makes sense.
You know, we're going to try and do some Facebook Lives from there.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's still only 3 people and not our Twitter numbers, then we might just do Twitter updates and then push those onto Facebook.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a bunch of stuff over the weekend. So pay attention to our social media, specifically Twitter, which is FastCarsNIN317.
And lots of pictures on our Instagram,
yep.
Per huge, which is FastCarsFastGirls.
Got quite a few out there from the race today.
Including one of us sleeping.
Because we both nearly fell asleep. I'm going to put up the picture so you can see how empty the stands were.
Yeah.
I am excited to see how IndyCar fans who go to the 500 see those pictures and go, what?
You will be shocked.
I mean, it was shocking.
Shocking.
Absolutely shocking.
So, and then also one quick note. So we posted a picture of ourselves with the umbrellas.
Yeah.
And said, this is our personal safety plan.
Yeah.
During the rain. Because the IMS kept saying, you know,
please execute your personal safety plan.
And so we were like, this is our personal safety plan. Our badass umbrellas.
Ta-da.
And some troll from Wisconsin... Because I did hashtag fast cars, fast girls.
Yeah.
And so some troll responded back on our Twitter and said, you spelled fat girls wrong. Which, first off, do you think you're the first person that's ever called me fat? Get the fuck over yourself.
Right, like...
Bitch, please. Secondly, you think I'm not aware that I'm overweight? And thirdly, have you seen this fucking face? You're not going to affect my self-esteem. I could gain another 50 pounds. I am still beautiful. So... First off, fuck you, buddy, on that. So I responded back, and it was a tweet that I had, tweeted at the IMS, and so when he responded back, he responded to both of us, and because I was unable to drop IMS for my reply, it was a classier reply than my knee-jerk reaction would have been.
Sure.
And I wanted to say hashtag talk shit get hit, but I've been advised by my attorney to not make threats in written form.
Yeah, especially if you're going to copy in a larger corporation.
Yeah, so so I just responded back that he was hilarious and original and that I was shocked he only had 6 followers on his Twitter. And then I said, hashtag, drink that haterade. Hashtag, we are your squad goals.
Which is true.
Because you're sitting at home in your mom's basement talking shit about people who are actually out living their lives. So, you know what, talk all the shit you want. And the best part is, he deleted the tweet.
Oh, was great.
You can't play with the big kids anymore?
She looked over and she was, he deleted his tweet. We laughed and laughed and laughed.
We just laughed because I really thought he was going to come back and say something else, but
Couldn't hack it.
So I mean, if you want to throw some shade our way, go on. I mean, make it about something legitimate.
Right.
Oh, I'm overweight. That's original.
Come at us because we don't like your driver. I mean, we'll have a discussion on it. That's
fine. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if you're a Marco fan and you want to throw some shade because of all the shit we talk about him.
Do it.
Yeah.
We
can have some sarcastic
banter.
We can have a good time. But yeah, I was like, well, and then I should have said hashtag only one of us is fat. Hashtag I'm not fat, I'm fluffy.
There you go. So that happened today.
Yeah, that was about the most exciting thing. Poor pedestrians were hospitalized after being struck by a golf cart. I'm going to be posting that screenshot. Molly goes to the restroom and then sends me a link from her phone while I'm still up in the stands and says, the most exciting thing today didn't happen on the track. And it was the link to the article about four people being hit by a golf cart at the track and having to go to the hospital. I hope they're fine.
I mean, it's a golf cart.
Right? How much damage could it really cause?
Just saying.
I mean, how much speed could it have really had?
Probably not that much in this area.
Well, and there was a lot of crowds.
Well, there was some crowd.
Well, I mean, but it was during the rain.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's when they got hit. So, I mean, everybody was under the stands at that point. Yeah. So, I can't, but I hope that they're fine. I'm not laughing at their misfortune.
Yeah.
But I am laughing at the fact that was much more exciting than anything that happened on the track.
It really was.
So we are jazzed
for
the Ohio race.
I am excited, to be back to watching IndyCar and B, watching it live.
Watching it live!
And hanging out with a bunch of people.
Yep, a bunch of IndyCar fans. That'll be a good time.
My people.
Yes.
Midwesterner IndyCar fans.
Mm.
That's my jam right there. Maybe we'll find husbands.
That is our people. We might.
You never know.
Although I will not root for Ohio State.
Oh, no.
I'm putting that out there now.
No.
I'm pretty open-minded on a lot of things, but I will not root for Ohio State.
O-H-N-O.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. Well, guys, thanks for listening again. Please rate our podcast.
Please rate our podcast. iTunes. iTunes would be helpful if you could rate us on iTunes.
Yep, rate us on iTunes. You can hit us up on our email, fastcars317. Is it carsfastgirls317@gmail.com? There we go.
Also,
Facebook page, I don't know if we mentioned this, just search Fast Cars, Fast Girls.
Yeah, it's up. It's there. It's the same image as the podcast. So.
As everything, so.
Yeah, we try and stick somewhat to a thing.
Somewhat. Yep.
A little bit.
And if you want to use any of our stuff, any of our memes, any of our quotes, that's totally fine. We find ourselves hilarious, mm-hmm. So we always enjoy if other people do as well.
Yeah.
You're more than welcome to. Just please credit our things.
Yeah. Share our podcast, too. If you know somebody who would like to listen to us, shoot it to them. Have them take a listen.
Absolutely.
Let's see. Just remember, everything we say is our opinion.
Yeah, nobody else's.
Because we've gotten a lot of opinions in this one. And it's just us. That's it. We don't speak for anybody else.
Nope.
We would like to speak with other people. So if you
But not for other people.
Never for... Well, I mean, that's part of what I do.
Yeah, that's true.
Ed Carpenter still hasn't hired me, isn't he? Gosh,
not yet.
Thought my little podcast application would have worked. It did.
Well, it's only been a week.
Okay.
Let's give it some time. Let that marinate a little bit.
But if you are a female who's involved in racing anyway, love to hear you. If you're a female fan, love to talk to you. If perhaps Sarah Fisher or Piper Mann listen to this, first of all, that's awesome.
That would be so badass.
Second of all, we would...
I'd be so geeked out.
I would die.
I would just be screaming.
I would love... We'd love to talk to you. And we talk about anything, too. Not just about racing. If there's causes you're involved with, I'd love to talk to you ladies about that. Because you're pretty awesome.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for listening, guys. Have a good week. We'll see you in Ohio.
Woo!